big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast in our state-of-the-art studio above Public Square Coffee in the newly minted, with a brand new sign, downtown La Mesa, California. Is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson, who just looks nice there. And pretty today. She always does. Nothing, no tease today. Not that your shirt looks like Strawberry Shortcake's hat. I'm not going to say it.
I knitted it this morning.
Did you really?
Yes.
You did not.
No, I know.
You woke up late and then got mad at all of us this morning.
Yeah.
As well as our producer, Andy Lara.
I had We Are the Champions in my head. First line on the tip.
It's the final podcast. It's it. This is not only the end of our podcast, it's the end of all podcasts.
Today's the day.
This comes out Thursday at 5 a.m. Eastern time zone. I don't know when you schedule
Something like that.
Something early. This is it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye. No, everybody, thanks for tuning in to our final episode. This ends an 8-year run or so. Thanks everybody who has listened along the way. If you're just finding out about us, I'm sorry. It's over for us.
This is backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I would do is I would go, if I were you, what I would do, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, I don't know how that happened. Because this is not a clip we put out on the internet. You found this episode organically on YouTube or whatever it may be.
And a dark friend is saying, hey, check out this show.
Yeah. Then go back one episode and listen to the second to last episode.
Okay.
Listen to that. Then listen to this. And then that'll kind of give you an idea. I'll give you a kind of a cliff notes of 8 years, because last one was us talking about our favorite moments of reflecting on the pod.
Sure.
And this is about the listeners and them reflecting on the pod and the emails that we got. Then that'll help you kind of guide the last 8 years of where you want to go.
It's to choose your own adventure.
Mm-hmm. No, someone's choosing it for you.
Their trail guide.
That's a good one where you're like, but you choose your own adventure and then you don't have to go start to finish. Yeah.
Guests, we got seasons, we got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So,
this is the mural at a trailhead where it's like, here's all the animals involved in this reserve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just start here, wherever you end up.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, I like that. So a couple things, though, before we dive into the emails. Like I said, today we're just reading your emails, reading the comments from the – I'll have you two pull up the video from the last episode, Andy. We can read the comments there that people left. Some people chose to say their goodbyes there.
Okay.
And but there are a couple new things if you guys are interested in following us. One, we do continue to have a Patreon. where you can give a little more, get a little more. We are going to keep that active for a while. Still kind of figuring out exactly what to do with it, but a lot of the perks remain the same, which is, you know, you get the Christmas card, you get discounts on merch, you get meet and greet at shows. And we also do a monthly Zoom hang with all of our patrons.
It was 10 and up. Yeah.
10 and up patrons.
Yeah. So...
And the next one is
Tuesday, June 9th at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you care less about my talking and more about my writing, then I'm on Substack. I took a day off this Saturday as the comedian who opened for Brad Wenzel. I said, we were talking about going to see Mortal Kombat. And I said, you know, I'm going to lay low and hang out in my hotel today and take a day off. And I got to him and he goes, you started a Substack. That's what you did on your day off. Uh-huh. And I go, well, you know, I didn't want to go see a movie.
It was a weird weekend because you had to keep moving.
Like, it was a weird
weekend. You traveled,
weekend.
and then you traveled.
I had one day no travel. Yeah. All great shows, by the way. Columbus. I mean, we had one in Columbus, four in Cincy. I did five shows for the...
Four plus two.
Oh, I'm sorry, four plus two, six shows. I did six shows. Four of the six sold out. All six were great. Thank you, everybody that came out to shows. It was a lot of fun. Louisville was fantastic. Cincy was great. Yeah, just a great part of the world to travel to. All very close to. I always forget how much they drive. Like, we drove here from Indianapolis. I'm like, I can't believe you drove that far. They're like, it's 90 minutes. Oh.
Part of the world.
Yeah, they're all very close together. Yeah. But I always enjoy writing. It's one thing that you've actually, one of the things that you compliment the most is that you like my writing. And so I'm over on Substack as of 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. Gonna be, you know, just writing more there. I like writing. I loved Tumblr. I loved the blog era. I like newsletters. I like here's what's going on in my life and comedy and family. It's obviously gonna be what this is, which is some funny writing about family. We went from a funny podcast about family to some funny writing about family. Also going to talk about comedy and life and probably some Mariners baseball in there too, but mostly family, yeah.
Damaris was saying that you can also press play on Substack and you can hear it.
Yeah.
If you're not... You can't read it because you're, you know, driving or whatever.
Yeah, you kind of like how you can have the read the articles. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want a personal connection with an AI touch, someone can read it to you. So, I'm over on Substack, Dustin Nickerson Comedy. Go sign up there.
Or you can just go backwards on our podcast.
You can't go backwards on our podcast. You can listen to the episodes backward like a record.
Get a whole other narrative in there.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, what was he saying?
A munchie mug.
Oh, old school. Pour one out. And then, Andy, you've got a fun new endeavor. Tell us about that.
I do. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I am starting a food pop-up called Philippunk. I've been cooking Filipino food for a couple years now for friends and family and all those things. And so I have finally decided to... risk it all at the sake of embarrassment and failure.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. No, it is. I'm making Filipino food now.
So what was his name who started the food truck in Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Remember the.
Charles.
Yes. Charles. Yeah. Charles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's my inspiration.
Yeah.
Oh, Charles is the best.
You are Charles.
Yes.
Yeah.
The foodie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Charles the foodie, genuinely sensitive, endearing, loyal friend.
Yep. Saving up a sourdough starter. Closet.
I don't think you're in a relationship with a toxic woman though.
No.
Yeah.
No, I am not. So
I have a question for you. What's on the menu for your first pop-up?
Oh, so I mean, my take is, as of right now, as it will grow over time, is just taking Filipino flavors and putting it into accessible foods that we all know and love. So tacos, burritos, a bowl, a smash burger. So, but you're getting Filipino flavors and all that stuff. So
where can people find it, track you?
Yep.
Plug.
Yeah. So right now, just Instagram. I took up a Substack. I'm writing about it first.
Good.
Eat Filipunk.
Quit making fun of me, babe.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing. Oh my gosh.
I like writing.
I just thought it'd be funny if to say
it's the best.
Anytime you start a new thing, it's terribly embarrassing.
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'm with you on it.
Take it as somebody who is 27 and was like, I'm going to start going to open mics.
Yeah.
I told Melissa when you brought it up, I go, listen, a lot more people have had good careers on food than comedy. So the odds are more in Andy's favor than they were in my favor. You have knowledge and passion. And so anyways, you were saying where to find you.
Before I said Substack.
Yeah. Eat Philip Punk at Instagram. And philippunk.com. That's it. Everything's there for now.
Do you have any planned events?
Yeah. Sunday, June 7th.
Yeah.
Here in Vista, Rhodey's Brewery. So my thing is like, you'll find me
that's probably this Sunday.
That's this Sunday.
Yeah.
And then July 18th, also at Rhodey's Brewery, where my other band, St. Didicus, is playing that show as well.
Nice.
So a little double duty.
Big day for Andy.
Big day.
Bigger day for Mercedes.
Bigger day for
Hope it goes well. Nice. Are you going to make it, Mercedes? No.
No.
I'm at home with our 11 children and 75 animals.
She's out of town this Sunday. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I got three boys with me. It's going to happen.
Listen.
I don't know.
Are the kids watching the animals or the animals watching the kids? Who knows?
It's a group effort.
It's a group effort.
Well, I'm four ducks down, so you know what's on the menu.
Four ducks down. It's so funny. It's a hillbilly Three Doors Down cover band.
Yes.
Four ducks down. It's banjo theme. I'm still crazy. Would you still call me Superman? I wanted to do a jug noise. Four ducks down is a winner.
Wow. That's amazing.
Can you believe this podcast is ending with content like this? How are we not Amy Poehler? The key to being big in podcasts is to have a huge sitcom in the early 2000s.
Be the biggest star on SNL.
Or Will and Grace / Arrested Development.
Or TV host.
Or TV. Yeah, that's. Or.
Okay.
I mean.
Be married to John Legend. No. Chrissy Teigen.
She's got her own stuff as well. I'm telling you, Dax Shepard, like, just be a big movie star 20 years ago and then adopt whatever new media comes out later.
Okay.
Right? And then still be funny and interesting along the way, by 100%. The way. 100%. Right. I'm not saying the content's not good, but that is,
that's the key.
That being said, if you happen to be a TV show host or any of those things, you can find me at sunfacemedia.com.
There you go. Well, because over this next month, we're trying to get this show made. I guess if I do get a sitcom made, a TV show made, then in 20 years, this pod will really take off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well.
Yes.
So we're going to take a 20-year hiatus.
We're just doing. Don't Make Me Come Back There 2.0.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except there's no one back there anymore because we're empty nesters.
The grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's the career went really bad and I'm an Uber driver.
You're doing interviews.
Don't puke. Very similar, being a parent and an Uber driver.
The backseat dynamic is a lot different.
Yeah. Backseaters, we asked you guys to send us some emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Just reflected a bit on the pod, what it's meant to you, how you've connected with us, some favorite memories, all those kind of things. This one right here, if you're not listening, you can't see, but we have a picture. Katie sent us pouring one back for the pod, some Nerds gummy clusters. That's what's in that picture. Yeah. Thanks for all the fun. Really going to miss your show. Thanks, Katie. Why don't we just go real quick, blast through the YouTube ones from last week's episode.
All right, guys, I gotta get there.
Yeah, so these are the comments from last, our second to last episode. So here we go. Just
I've been told to never read the comments.
Yeah, that's true. This is from John. Been a fan of this pod since the early Dustin and Steven days. This breaks my heart. Kara says, bummer, been listening since the beginning. Love you guys. Ashley, I was really hoping the news of this podcasting was fake. Love you guys and wish you all the best. Thank you so much. Somebody said, what? I just started watching last week. DGG Girls 6190. I'm sad to see this end. I discovered this part of the Nate Lynn channel. We'll go back and forth to your older sides. Also, how you helped discover Nerds Gummy Clusters. Now I'm addicted. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your extra time with your family. Thank you so much. Chad, sad to see this pod go, but so happy you're able to spend more time with your family. Please keep being a guest in the Nate Lynn pods, and best of luck with the shows. You're an amazing comic. I look forward to big things for you. Thank you so much, Chad. Demarius. As a listener from day one, she's a true day one, as the kids
amazing.
Say. I'm so sad I won't be able to see my two BFFs every week, but this is completely understandable. I commend you all for knowing that it's right in your lives and family, not knowing just to do something for some sort of obligation. Once a fan, always a fan. Love you, too.
So nice. Mm-hmm. An OG fan.
Yeah, this is one right here, Daily Schmidt. If there's anything parenting has taught me, it's this. Sometimes you got to say no to the good so you can say yes to the best. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You've made it in the act right now. I say, dropping your kid off of college, and I go, Melissa says, you know, for his world to get bigger, our has had to get smaller. And then I go, all right, I'm the writer here. Cool. I go, relax. This is too good of a line for a civilian, and it crushes. So there you go.
There you go.
Time is weird and priceless. So whatever lies ahead, we wish you Godspeed. Haley said, my favorite moment was the lunchbox snack brackets.
Yes.
I love seeing you both together, and thanks for the show. SK Supra said, finally, almost there. Like, we're almost done. Happy to see us go. I'll read these all.
I want to read the Winnie.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
Winnie, I loved Melissa's take on the Costco new Brené Brown book.
Mm-hmm.
I crack up when I think of that episode. Good luck to you both.
Ooh, the new Brené Brown book.
I think that wife is super amazing. She is so funny, too. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole said, whatever will Andy do? Well, we told you. Nate says, well, that's all about all, folks. It's been real. It's been really fun, but really need other podcasts to fill my Thursday now. This is funny from Isaac. Fun idea for the final episode. Break the episode into a bunch of little mini episodes and release them once a week until you run out. If you cut them down to about 0.04 seconds each day, you could release 50, 100 of them as a goodbye. Remember, you have Andy through June. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So there you go.
So now Andy will have something to do.
I have nothing to do at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Yeah. So there you go. Thanks, everybody, for leaving those comments.
So
feel
nice.
Free to say some goodbyes in this one as well. Go ahead, Mel. Do you want to read this email from Charisse?
Yes. Last chance for bunny advice. Hey, Dustin, Mel, and Andy.
Well, don't ask Andy. He can't keep an animal alive.
So sad to hear you guys are shutting down the pod. My husband and I have never had pets together. Are planning to get a pair of bunnies, largely inspired by the episode from the pod.
Andy can tell you how to kill
them. What advice can you give us?
You've heard of Bad Bunny? This is Bad Bunny owner, Andy.
Looking forward to seeing you again when you come to Denver.
Best thing that ever happened. Best thing that ever happened to one of Andy's bunnies is we bought one.
I just gave it up for adoption.
Yeah, they're brought into a home that can take care of its animals. Your animals are dying, Andy. No. I didn't pay attention to that email. No. Yeah. Of course. Bunny advice.
Bunny advice.
Don't.
Yeah.
Charisse, they are messy.
Here's the thing. If you need to bribe your kid to let you to go to Europe without them, your youngest, who's a really attached to mom, you go, you can get a bunny. That's what a bunny is good for. And that bunny has served that purpose.
Yeah.
And that bunny is also a bit of a chore for...
2 or 3 years ago now.
That she has to take the bunny out once a day.
She's touched grass outside.
Yeah.
And take the bunny out every day.
Which is good, but, you know, as the primary bunny cleaner, Not the bunny itself, but the hutch. They are gross. They are messy.
Yeah.
And so, but they are
that,
soft but... and they are, they're nice to hold.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not, there's
their
no affection
race
there.
Very fast.
You feel their hearts when you hold them. They mm-hmm. are scared.
Yep.
And it is a little bit like a laboratory animal. And that you see it get trained, like when you walk out, like, oh, it's feeding time. I'm going to go here. You know, like when we yeah. take it out of its cage and mm-hmm. put it back in its hutch, like, you know, it starts looking for the grapes because it knows that's when grapes
yeah.
come.
Yeah, bunny loves grapes.
Yeah.
But yeah, two is probably a good idea because they can snuggle and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they are, I mean, they're prey, so they just like kind of love to run and hide.
Sometimes I forget yeah. to... take mm-hmm. the shut the hutch thing, and the bunny does not leave because the bunny likes being in that hutch.
Good.
The bunny is, mm-hmm. But we let the bunny out every day too. It gets yeah. time in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But it does.
The bunny watches us work out on the porch.
Yeah. 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 I do open it when I'm on the porch sometimes when I'm out there. And again,
she just hides. She's like, I don't want to see this.
I'm the one kind of most willing to chase the bunny around in the yard because the bunny does like to go under the bush, which is a huge hassle to get the bunny out of the bush.
Yeah.
But that is where that bunny wants to live, rightfully yeah. so. Under mm-hmm. it.
And burrow under it.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, it's in between a fish and a dog, you know, as far as like
yeah.
affection.
It's furry.
It's furry. It's nice to yeah. touch. Mm-hmm. It's very soft. They're so cute. The bunnies are so cute,
mm-hmm.
but there's yeah. not a ton of personality there.
It is fun to watch them like hop around.
Yeah,
yeah, they can go really fast.
They're fun to watch. Yeah, mm-hmm. but again, they're you know they're very skittish.
Yeah,
they are anxiety.
They are
a bunny is anxiety.
Yep. Yeah, run and hide.
You're like, it's actually pretty calm. You have no predators around you right now. You're like, but they are in my head.
Yeah.
I have mental predators. Mm-hmm. Always on guard.
My favorite thing about a bunny is watching it run, and then they do this like little leg kick out
yeah.
thing, like
oh,
a
yeah.
frolic when yeah. they're happy.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. It's
yeah.
very fun to watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got anything, Andy?
Is yeah, bunny, my friend, I had some friends who bought their first bunny, and next thing you know, we were getting calls because they thought the bunny had syphilis. So I'm just going to say, back on my advice, don't.
Yeah, not a bunny guy.
Yeah, no, Andy's
not
seen
anymore.
A lot of bunnies yeah. pass.
Yeah.
So, a lot of circle of life going
I've been,
on.
I've trained myself to
yeah.
manage certain animals, and bunnies will no longer be in my echelon of animals
there you
that
go.
I care about. So,
listen.
Unless they're for yeah. dinner.
Listen, when it comes to, I think there are two S-tier pets, cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are mm-hmm. the two highest tiers.
Yeah.
And then,
I would definitely get a cat over a bunny.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're S tier.
Yeah.
They're the highest mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
And then everything
but if you
after
want lower.
But if you
yeah.
want a lower tier pet, bunny is on the tier.
Less interactive.
It's probably B
yeah.
tier. But it's less yeah. annoying than a bird. It's mm-hmm. it is outdoors if you choose for it to be. It is messy.
Maybe not in Colorado, but
you can get more out of it than a fish. Like a fish is just a thing to look at and mm-hmm. then look at it when it dies.
I mean, I would place chicken above bunny because at least you get eggs.
Yeah.
The cleaning is about the same, but it's
yeah.
actually beneficial. You could take that and
yeah.
put it into stuff. And it's
chicken
good.
Is a borderline non-pet and that it's more of a functioning member of the home.
Sure.
And that
That's
it's
true.
Contributing in some
yeah.
way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah. But there's a lot of work with chickens, too.
Depending on how many chickens you decide to have.
Yeah.
But if you had one chicken as a pet.
Yeah.
Great pet.
I bet there's some people out there that are going to argue a chicken is an A-tier animal. And that's
now,
fine. I can't speak
we didn't
experience.
Even talk about chickens when we did our pet episodes.
No, because we are renters. And,
hey, all the more reason. You got to pinch those pennies somehow.
I know. Yeah.
Get
Good
them
point.
Eggs.
Melissa, you want to read this one? This is from Mia.
Okay,
Subject,
Mia
Subject, final show, gratitude and millennial nostalgia.
Hi, Dustin, Melissa, and Andy. What a joy it has been to listen to you these past couple of years. I came over here when the podcast joined Nateland, and though I will miss you each Thursday, I'm excited that the reason is for Dustin's touring schedule. Congratulations. Your podcast has meant a lot to me. We are similar ages, and my husband and I also got married and started having kids in our early 20s. I relate... a lot to your stories, the fun, the fights, the struggles, and you have gotten me through some tough times with the best thing I could ask for, laughter. My husband had a kidney transplant last year and was recently diagnosed with cancer, and the connection means a lot to me. So thank you all. Thank you for all that you have done. One last question on millennial nostalgia, if you have time for it. I have recently started a playlist to try and remember all the mid-90s and early 2000s Christian music I used to listen to and have now forgotten. It was a great time frame that was filled with original music and witty lyrics. Did you listen to Christian music too? And if you did, what are your favorite songs or bands during that time? Here are a few of mine. My favorites: Pax 217, Earth Suit, Reliant K, Cadet, the Benjamin Gate, Skillet, and Fold Zandura. Lots of love and blessings, Mia.
Thanks for that email, Mia. It was really nice and sweet of you to send. Just listen, if you're, I mean, the glaring omission of Switchfoot there is tough. Switchfoot was the big one. POD was gigantic in that era. Five Iron Frenzy, though I never got super into ska.
Yeah. MXPX is
MXPX,
on the
list. If you're on the the like kind of more pop punky side, like Reliant K there. What was the one?
Value Pack isn't on there. That'd be another one.
I forgot about Value Pack.
Supertones would be on there.
Supertones. Again, I could the Seaside, was it? Sea something? I'm not, that's Bayside. Mm-hmm. Bayside was not Christian. No.
Would you put Dustin Ketcher's band in there?
Thrice.
So yeah,
Dustin
you start to get just
crossover
past this genre older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I'm gonna go back here because for my parents, this was still too satanic. So it's like, you know, I was getting like Carman. You know, that's like...
Oh, Carmen?
Yes, but Carmen? It's Carman to be specific about.
So, Mel, you could speak to that because you had more kind of the traditional...
Better, yeah.
If you don't know this and you're going to wonder, well, what do you think, when you see this image, what do you think this sounds like? Like, what do you think this music sounds like?
I don't know. That's what...
Well, you would think like Ricky Martin or something.
I mean, yeah, his look is, but I do not love the flat.
That's even better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then just, you know, for the listeners that don't know.
There's no way. That's Let's right. This guy, yeah.
Born. To a Virgin named Mary on Christmas Day. He bled and he died.
How is this what's coming from this? Oh my gosh.
And then even better, they came out with a kids version called Yo Kids, spelled with a Z.
Of course. Z's were huge in that that era.
I'm apologizing at the same time. If we're going to go there, then that's where I have to go.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I'm still on this. I'm not going to be able to rest until I know I have.
And that was very much like a... If you like MC Hammer,
Seabird,
then you'll like this
guy. Seabird was great. Seabird was great. I knew I was close. Bayside, Seabird, it's John's old video. More water references. I mean, you were in the Michael W. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would swear by a Toby Mac
Amy
of those
Grant.
Era. Yeah, Amy Grant.
Sure.
To me,
some unmentionables now in there.
To me, of the bangers in that era that I still will put on, Switchfoot, Reliant K is still good. Seaside is pretty good. Jars of Clay was great. Jars of Clay.
Oh, how did we not?
Sure. Jars of Clay to me was kind of the bridge of like what I would call, as like someone who wasn't a Christian at the time, like the cheesier music to like this at least sounds like the music of the time a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounded way less dated and way less like this was catered to a certain audience. So Jars of Clay and David Crowder was great.
Oh, David Crowder was great.
Yeah. I really like David Crowder. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're looking for more of like the worship type music. Like these are worship songs
right.
as opposed to just like non-worship songs,
right,
then I think Crowder was my favorite of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that era mm-hmm. is like, yeah, if you go early Tooth and Nail, early Solid State, like mm-hmm. you get into heavier stuff and all that's great. And like those,
those
were all of the time of 20 years ago.
Copeland?
Copeland?
Come on, where's Copeland?
Norma Jean?
Yeah.
My Band, The Beautiful Mistake?
Yeah. Early Cold My Morning. I had a guy coming to my show wearing a Me Without You shirt.
That's it.
And baby. I was like, my people are finding me, baby. My people are finding me. This was in Cincy.
Okay. My buddy Chad used to own Militia Group, came to your show in Atlanta.
Mm.
And so that's like he, but I'm like, you got to say hi. He's like, I won't. I'm too shy. I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah. Oh, here's an interesting.
Shout out, Chad. You made know who it you last are. Episode.
Yeah. This is an interesting anecdote.
Okay.
Because we are not pressed for time on this episode. We just got tacos waiting for us at the end. Joel said to me yesterday, Joel goes, so Jack's dad's co-worker or something, some acquaintance of one of Joel's friend's dads.
Yeah. Okay.
Joel goes, yeah, he saw you at an airport and he's a big fan of you. And I go, okay. And I was like, where's this story going? And because he saw you at an airport and he was deciding, you know, whether or not he was going to come up and say hi to you. And I was like, really? You're in the morning. And he decided he was going to. And he said he made eye contact with you, and then you made eye contact with him, and then you just like let out a deep sigh, like, and then he still said hi, and then you said hi to him back, and you talked or something. And I was like, what is this story? Is this guy communicating that I was off-putting to him? And I just thought, all of that very well could have happened, by the way. I can tell you, if he did receive that message from me, it was purely unintentional. I like talking to people that know who I am. Mm-hmm. I always make time for it. I sometimes overstay the welcome. And then I'll be like, because I got recognized when I landed last night, and there was a woman who was like, are you, I had AirPods in. She's like, are you Dustin Nickerson? I was like, oh yeah, nice to meet you. And da, da, da. And she's like, I'm such a big fan. And I was like, where are you flying in from? How was your trip? I'm like, so, but I just thought it was interesting to go like, and I'm not a celebrity, but like, interactions like that, like especially in the internet era, like take that story and like up the drama from my face by like 50%. That's a mean TikTok somebody might make. I saw Dustin Nickerson in an airport and he was so rude to me. And in this scenario, my dad's friend saw Dustin Nickerson, and I know his son, and he was rude to him, and he was not excited to see his fan. And you're like, it's just very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All the
one little interaction.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're like, that went from Jack's coworker to Jack's dad to Jack.
Yeah.
To Joel.
To me.
You.
Yeah. 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 And I'm like, is this being communicated in a negative way? Cause it also seems like I did talk to him in this scenario.
It seems like a non story, but
yeah. It was also probably 4 a.m. 4:30 if we're flying early out of San Diego.
That's true.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
All right.
I believe it.
Yeah, the sigh was pre-check not being open yet.
Yeah. All right, this email is from Patrick. You want to do a mail?
Yes. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. I want to write and say how much my wife and I have appreciated your podcast. I'm originally from Oklahoma and now live in Los Angeles, but my wife and her family are all based in La Mesa. So we spent a lot of time there over the years. Your podcast has always been wonderfully specific to our lives. As we have 2 kids, 12 and 9, and benefited greatly from your many tales of travel, sports, theater, kid life, and raising children with ADHD and ODD. My wife and I often listen to the podcast together after dropping off our kids at Awana and always have wonderful new topics of conversation while sitting in the car, eating tacos, and waiting for pickup.
That sounds great.
I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to. You've been a joy and a delight for many years. While we're sad the podcast is ending, we're truly grateful for all... Sorry, I can't read.
For all you both have done to brighten our days and help us reflect on our lives. Congratulations on all your continued success. We can't wait to see Dustin live again and catch up on how many pounds of salmon your family's eating these days. With love and Patrick and Bonnie. It depends on who's home. Salmon intake has gone way up.
Patrick!
Joel's home for summer.
We can't keep the salmon in the house.
Yeah.
That's the update.
We haven't had salmon.
Thank you so much.
Not that I'm pressing for salmon. I just... Mel, I joked not with now, Mel. Dustin. I joked with Mel last night. Mel, can I say this? It's our last episode. Why not? Why not start a fight? I joked with Melissa. Yeah. Mel likes to find a meal that I really love, and then just suddenly, no, I'm not complaining because I don't do the cooking, but then just not cook it again for 10 years. Just to take pineapple and pork is, and I love it.
Dustin loves a pineapple pork chop.
I do, but the funnier thing to me, I think you're a great cook, and I'm so grateful for all the mood. I'm very low maintenance when it comes to food. I think it's funny when I bring it up. I like seeing the reaction out of you when years ago you made me this like a peach granola dessert thing.
Uh-huh.
And I told you, this is the best dessert I've ever had.
Yes.
You just stopped making it. And that's okay. And that's okay. I know. You don't owe me anything. I think it's funny.
It is funny because, like, this week you are home for two dinners.
Yeah, exactly.
And I am making sure that they are dairy-free.
Which is, healthy. I know. Again, I'm not complaining.
But my favorite thing
to
do.
I knew I started a fight here.
Wouldn't be a proper show without
it. I know, it's true.
You eat a banana every morning, and so I like to joke with you that the day you get home, the bananas are on their last day.
Yeah.
And then the day you leave, I go back to the store
and
get new bananas.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah. And so I'm always joking, like, oh, I just got the fresh bananas and you're at the airport. Yeah. That's the same thing with the peaches. They are gone by Tuesday.
Have you tried banana ice cream yet? By making ice cream out of bananas?
Oh, no.
If you like bananas and you miss ice cream.
I don't like bananas. I just eat a banana.
Yeah. Ice cream. You've had it, but, you know, cocoa powder.
I don't love the flavor of banana, but for what I need a banana to be, which is like the first thing to eat in the morning and a filling.
Carb.
And good for your stomach. I spent a lot of time on the road looking for bananas. Mm-hmm. I ate a banana out of a Valero outside of Louisville this last week. You know, I've eaten some, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is every time you get home, the bananas are a day away.
Yeah. This is our last episode anyways, but I no one's more grateful for your food than me. I'm so grateful. I just think it's funny.
I
don't mean it in a critical way.
Yeah. Because
you do a million things.
The other thing about pineapple pork chops is that I still have to get my point in. Is when our family grew, it made... Like, now I have two trays of pork chops.
And who has room to keep two trays?
In the oven!
So it's since Claire started eating solid food. Now that Claire eats some pork chops.
Two trays of pork chops.
But...
And I need sides.
So
and I have to be home. I have to be home for an hour and a half.
This is the sequel to two.
It is
the sequel to 2 pounds of 2 pounds of salmon is two trays of pork chops. But so does that mean when Joel goes back to school, would we be back down to one tray of pork chop?
If we're perhaps
okay, so
perhaps if it's not a Patreon Zoom night, yes. I could make you the pineapple pork chops.
I'm not asking for them. It just hit me the other day. You cook so well. And you go out of your way to provide healthy food and things I can eat. I just thought it was it's just one of those things that crosses your mind like, I think it's been 10 years since she made that.
And Claire's 12.
And that's exactly right. Claire's been joining us for the dinner food for about a decade. And since it's been two trays of pork chops. Who's got room? That's so much more work. That's very funny. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that email. This is from Ginger. Dustin, Melissa, and Andy, I was sad to see the title of last week's episode. We did just drop this on people. We're like, two left, which I love. I had Irish goodbye if it was my choice. I'd have just stopped.
Did that show stop?
Yeah. Read about it on Substack. Dustin's going to have a Substack coming soon called Why I Quit My Podcast. But after listening, I totally understand. I started listening when you joined Nate Land, and yours quickly became a favorite podcast. I've listened every week since then, and I've enjoyed going back to listen to old episodes. I hope they will be available to listen to in the future, which they will be. They're not going anywhere. I don't know about on YouTube.
They will probably, I mean, unless Nate Land shuts them down, but otherwise they'll probably just live on Nate Land's YouTube, and then and then all your really old episodes are actually on your page. Pre-Nate Land episodes are on the Dustin Nickerson YouTube.
Great, great. There you go. Which means if they did come off Nate Land, I would hire Andy for probably a week of nonstop work to download those and then re-upload them somewhere else so they're all out there. That's a lot of files.
It's more than a week.
Yeah. You're right. Weeks. Your family dynamic is similar to mine. The stories are so relatable. You have brought joy and laughter to my Thursdays. One of my favorite episodes is Majoring in the Vibes. I was all over the place in the it was all over the place in the most fun. My husband and I are planning to see Dustin in Chattanooga in November. Wishing you all the very best. Ginger, always a backseater.
Aww.
It's nice.
Yeah, that's Majoring in the Vibes was a good line. That was a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to bring it back in the act.
Yeah, I think you had it in there for a minute.
It was, yeah. Now it's quit calling me bruh. Very paying your full tuition. How about Mr. Bruh?
The fans know this, but, you know, you have a special that will come out in this year that Andy, you know, edited, directed everything. And you're going to be doing a ton of press when that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And also the live stand-up dates.
Oh yeah.
And the Patreon Zooms. Like, there are so many ways to continue to see us.
Yeah.
Just not in the podcast format.
Also Substack. Got a new post coming called Reflecting on Your Kid Leaving for College. And I'm gonna call it One Tray of Pork Chops.
Just one for the road.
We're back to one tray of pork chops. The pros and cons of your kid going off to college. The con is your kid leaves. The pro is you might get pineapple pork chops back.
Maybe.
This is from Angie. Angie, I've been listening to the podcast since day one. I feel like I have lived life with your family and have, quote, watched the kids grow up. I will miss the weekly weekend recaps and the fun banter between you two. I hope you all pop in occasionally and keep us updated on your family. Wishing you all the best, a backseater. Angie, sure will. Aww, thank you so much, Angie. This is from Brandon. The podcast is ending. Hi, Dustin and Mel. I first heard of Dustin on the Tim Hawkins podcast. Where they recorded on Tim's bus after shows, and I followed your career and this podcast ever since. The growth of this podcast in your career is awesome, and I hope nothing but the best for you and your family. Hope to see you in Grand Rapids. Brandon, that's going to be at the Pyramid. Brandon. I love Grand Rapids. Great city. I love Michigan.
Sorry, Paul, this is going to glitch.
I haven't been to Michigan before.
Okay, so... Like yearbooks, some of your biggest listeners took a whole page here.
And, amazing.
And Carrie, who was one
of our
best.
Talk about that in our BTS today.
Oh, yeah.
Yearbooks.
Carrie, we have another one, too. It's going to be a full pager. So
I'll
tag you in if I need somebody.
Great.
This is from Carrie. Hi, Dustin, Melissa, Andy. As someone who has been listening and then watching from almost the beginning, I will miss it. I've learned a lot about comedy. Have been introduced to the work of countless comedians and have had many laughs. It was nice to see the humanity and genuineness of the two of you, the laughs and the tears. It was fun to experience the progression with you from audio only with Steven to video in the makeshift corner studio in your house to the studio above Public Square Coffee with Andy. I first met you when you opened for John Chris. Nate Land fans are often surprised when I tell them I heard about Nate Land through you in the podcast and not the other way around. You're welcome, Nate.
Yeah.
I have many favorite moments from the podcast. My favorite segment is Stranger Danger. I think the drunk lady on the plane from a few years ago may be my favorite. From the rainy time we do the Patreon Zoom, we should do a Stranger Danger segment so we can still hear these travel stories. Yeah. It's great. It's good to use Stranger
Danger. I would probably start signing up for Patreon just to hear the Stranger Danger
stories. Yeah. You know where I could talk about Stranger Dangers? Substack.
The internet?
Yeah.
Selfie videos.
Yeah, we're talking. There was an early episode with John, Kristen, Aaron Weber that was great. The episodes with Taylor were all fun because you knew each other so well. 2.5 pounds of salmon is a classic line that will live on forever. Of course, the ranch taste test was fun. The Dustin Nickerson, Greg Warren roast started on the Don't Make Me Come Back in Their Consumers podcast, and we discovered Nerds Gummy Clusters together. Not only have I gotten to know you from the podcast, but I've also been introduced to some other great new friends over the past few years, indirectly through the Patreon, especially the other original backseaters and Patreons, Demarius and Courtney. We were able to finally meet in person on the cruise after knowing each other only through Zoom and text for pretty much the lifetime of the podcast. We even got to meet and spend time with some with Mel's mom on the cruise. I will still miss the weekly podcast episodes and seeing new guests chat with you, but don't look at it as a negative. Your parenting duties have shifted as the kids have grown. It is awesome that Dustin's comedy touring has grown to the point that finding time to do this podcast is difficult. I think it is important that you are prioritizing the increasingly limited time you have at home to family as much as possible, especially as the kids get older. I will see you on the Patreon Zooms while we still have it, and also at as many live shows as possible. Congratulations, Carrie.
Oh my gosh. It just feels like a kind aunt or something.
Yeah.
Because literally every time we opened a Patreon Zoom, Carrie has been there.
Yeah.
You know? Damaris, Courtney, there was just a lot of like early investors.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Angel investors. I can't tell if you're getting emotional or it's just hot in here.
Both.
Yeah.
And special thanks to her too for providing the ranch.
Yes.
What was it? The corn nuts.
There was some really oddities
sent out.
Well, it's just so affirming to find people that like your work.
Yeah.
You know?
As you stop doing it.
Oh, are you leaving? You're on your way out? Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. Feels like Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
I'm leaving. Just cut to me. This one. I'm not leaving. I'm leaving.
It just means so much. Just means so much when people find you and care about you and invest in your, you know, ramblings.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. 2.5 pounds of salmon. Two trays of pork chops.
Many more to come. Let's be honest. We're not going away. Like, your comedy, your jokes will continue.
No.
Yeah.
No, a lot of these tchotchkes are going away. We might have to do it.
You going to do like an eBay? No, I'm kidding.
No, I was.
I'm kidding.
No, I wasn't thinking about an eBay, but I was some kind of auction. That's what an eBay is.
That's
some kind of online auction. Not an eBay.
You need a platform.
Put it on the net.
Let's talk about it.
That is an interesting idea.
If you need a bookshelf.
if you need a bookshelf.
Listen, if there is a listener.
That's nice, but tell me more about this seven shelf structure.
IKEA. You've got.
Listen, I'm going to say this straight up, honest. If there's a listener who wants everything on here except maybe five things, if you come get it and take the bookshelf by the end of June, it's yours. I'm not going to say which of the five things are. Obviously, the tchotchkes from our wedding are making it. But if you could, this has been an overflow of stuff that I love that Melissa is like, we don't have the space for this. So anyways, if you're in the Southern California region.
All right, let's get back into a couple more emails.
Yeah, just a thought. Just throw it out there. We'll figure this out. Okay, this is another long one. This is from Kelly. I'll read it.
Okay.
It's been a good run in the minivan. Also, probably too long to read this, so don't read it. I'm going to. Greeting from Kentucky. I talked to Kelly on Friday or Saturday. She was at the show.
Oh, nice.
My husband, David, and I have been married for 29 years. We are not cousins. That's a Kentucky joke that I made. Nice. But he's actually from Illinois, so maybe that's why. Anyways, in the spirit of ADHD, here's a wordy, unorganized list. Number one, y'all are the best. Thank you for the pod and everything about it. What a relief that it's ending. Frankly, it's just been too hard to listen to because all I want to do is have your family over for dinner, help with carpool, and offer hand-me-down clothes and advice. Talk about stranger danger. She told me this in person. She said, like, I hate listening to your podcast because it's hard. She goes, it's not easy to listen to because you just want to talk to you. I just want to, it was sweet. Yeah.
That's so nice.
It's, you want to be in the room.
Yeah. That's what Leanne, by the way, Leanne Morgan, one of the busiest comics on the planet, she's always just like, can I come do laundry for you? Can I? Yeah. It's just how I found the pod. Remember 2020? Our oldest son was a junior. Middle son was a freshman, daughter, a fifth grader. All athletes involved in all the things. Enter shutdown. Teens, darkness, depression. Let's dial up that screamo and maybe date some feral cats. Lord mercy. I started forcing family time with comedy shows, hoping that laughing together would help. That's when I found Nate and started listening to Nateland. But 2020 didn't end in 2020, did it? It was a rough few years. Podcasts and memoirs became two of my favorite things. I binged the Mars Hill pod all while listening regularly to Nateland. Separately, I'm moving through all fun memoirs on Audible. Dustin's books is recommended, and how could I pass up that adorable cover? Wow, this might be the first person to ever introduce through the book. That's fun.
Yeah.
I start the book and who, and can you imagine? Wait, this guy was a youth pastor? Where? Wait, he officiated whose wedding in Nashville? There was no algorithm that could I could blame. It was like a magic treehouse book. Am I in Oz and Dustin Nickerson is the wizard? I definitely needed to, quote, touch grass. But mostly, it was super cool to see how small the world really is. More inspiring stories about real people chasing real dreams. This is why I love memoirs and podcasts. Anyways, love the book and immediately went to the podcast. Right here. Thank you for sharing your authentic selves with the world, modeling perfectly and imperfectly family life, how it's better when you can laugh at ourselves, especially when we cruise Target in a flapping bodysuit. Let's get it up for the most incredible mom, Melissa Nickerson. Standing ovation, the weekend debriefs on how she made it all happen, the intricate plans and whether or not they fell apart. It's like a SportsCenter top 10 for moms. The Chipotle kids meal hack, game changer. Oh, and that laugh, adorbs. Melissa is amazing. And if I were next door, I'd bring her pimento cheese and almond crackers. Can she have her own show? I think it might have been Kelly or someone else this weekend said, I want to make Melissa's laugh my ringtone.
Oh my gosh.
Which is nice. My oldest swam D1 for an SEC school. His entire recruiting experience was over Zoom. We also experienced scandal, the transfer portal, and another college move 10 hours south while moving our new college freshman 5 hours in another direction. We still have an adorable daughter around here somewhere. It's a wild club to join, right? This one's a little longer. Mm-hmm. Scroll down again, Andy. Number five. This middle son attends Murray State in Murray, Kentucky. He's in a club rowing and 100 other things. He has the time blindness of Stevie Wonder. His ADHD looks like this. It's a Top Gun world, he's Maverick, and we're just trying not to be Goose. Last fall, I was visiting our oldest in North Carolina before he graduated in December. He and I are at dinner when the middle son calls me. A call like this is rare, and he sounds upset. This is the kid that might say my finger hurts. And when you take a look, it's gone. Buddy, what happened? Your finger is gone. He's driving back to campus from practice on the lake. Practice was terrible. Boat overturned. He's trying to make it to the Dustin Nickerson show on campus. His friend's ditched. He's going solo. But now he's soaked and late. This is just the beginning as he's unraveling. It's been a bad day, bad month, bad semester. I'm standing outside the sushi restaurant watching through the window as my oldest scrolls and eats alone. Middle son says that he's beyond discouraged, ready to quit. I say, what do you mean? Quit? What exactly? I'm feeling pretty helpless. I know that his dad is back home with daughter at a cheer event. Can't just hand him off. Then he asks if he should still go to the show even though it's late. I say, yes, absolutely, he says. I know he'll be funny and I know the laughs will help. I say, you're right. Regroup, lock in and get to the show. Keep me posted. We hang up. I go back and I join the oldest. Instead, I'm praying that he makes it to the show. Get the win. Finish the day on a high note. Of course, I'm trying to be breezy with the oldest, but I'm on pins and needles. A couple hours later, I get the photo of he and Dustin after the show with the text, made it. Thank you, Jesus. What an exhale. It might not seem like that big of a deal, but for this mom, it was huge. I knew the jokes and the dad energy were good medicine, enough to get some air in his sails and back on track. The photo attached reminds me that this college kid picks comedy shows over Ragers or the Bong, and how grateful I am that Dustin and the comics like him are out there so that we even have the option. So, so grateful. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I remember the kid. I remember she showed me the picture at the show, and I thought about it. And the more I've thought about it when I read this email, it's like, I do remember a kid coming up to me by himself in line and made the connection with the family and everything. And I do remember, because it is pretty rare that you'll have like a solo 18, 19 year old male at a comedy show and know that it was connected back to the family. But I didn't know there was an anxious, worried mom back at home.
Well, I think, like, it's just like little tiny wins like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think for a mom to just be like, I think you just need something fun.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not there, you're not participating in it, but, your child gets that moment.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sweet story.
It is a sweet story. Yeah. Yeah. You never know what people are going through during your shows. It's so funny. In the last 2 weeks, I've heard Steve Martin say, never look at the audience. And then I heard Dana Carvey say, make eye contact with the person in the audience as you like set up your punch or something. Like, I've heard both. And so those are two legends. And so what I just like to, I do like to really look at the laughs and just like, you don't know who's in the room. That's what I mean in this. You're like, you don't like,
I don't know what kind of day they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I, you know, I said this to like Taylor a while back, and I think about it a lot now in comedy. It's like, if you know, there's like 500 people in there, I go, that were 500 different days that these people had. They all had a different day. 500 different people who lived 500 different days and are in 500 different seasons of their lives. And then when you think about this, like, this is such an interesting, not just comedy story, but just human story of how we're all very connected and how the things that we do. Because I remember driving to that gig. I remember feeling like, you know, it was like a one-off gig. I was like, do I even have any fans in this area? It was a part of a festival. And I wasn't like in the dumps about it or anything, but I was just like, it's not, in your mind, it's just a gig. But you're like, there's a kid in this room who's going through something and who's attached to other people who are going through things.
Yeah.
Like his downness is attached to this mom. So even the idea, and this is just one story, one comedian, like thousands of versions of that happened at comedy shows and music shows across America that night.
Well, yeah, because it's you're coming from school or work or practice.
Yeah.
You have to get ready. You have to text your friend, your family. You have to eat. You have to drive, park. Did you buy the tickets? Where are they?
Yeah.
Park, you know, just all of it. At child care.
Yeah.
Babysitters.
Making good art and entertainment is important because people are important. And if you can do something to improve the quality of their lives, whether it's through a song that they dance to or a joke that they laugh at or something that a movie that helps them take their mind off of something, like, you know, like you went and saw The Breadwinner with Joel and Claire this last week, and you're like...
And then that movie theater closed. It did. No, it literally did. It closed.
Wow.
Like,
this week.
It closed on the 1st, June 1st. And yeah, and...
We made it longer than the movie theater, Mel, by 4 days.
No.
Our podcast.
Well, exactly. But it's just like seasons, they change, and you make these connections and moments, and they matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And it's just, you know, being a parent is hard. Like that, I think the scene that I think the most about in that is like, this is a mom who is also, the dad's at a thing.
It's the phone call.
It's the phone call.
The phone call is any parent who's ever had a child struggling knows.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just trying to have sushi with my other kid, and this one's going through here. Yeah, it's just, you know, it makes you grateful for, like, the peaceful seasons in your kid's life. And because it's like, that's why I've always like rejected the, we've talked about this, like the 18 summers thing. Like, dude, you're a parent forever. Like, you just, that kid needed that mom right there. Didn't need me, by the way. That I was a product of that mom that night who was like, we're going to, comedy's going to be important to our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just the show that was in town that night, you know? So it's nice. Good momming, good mothering. Way to go.
I cried again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Cleaned up and then cried again.
She also threw in there, the Friday night show was in Dayton. Dayton, Kentucky was fantastic. We had a ball. Even the Kill Tony teenagers had fun, which is a very... My favorite thing about Commonwealth, where there is no age restriction. Thanks for coming back to Otucky. It's right on the border there. That's great. That's why I'm going to keep playing Commonwealth, because it's...
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah. Here's an email from Richie. Farewell, good friends. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. First, I want to thank you for years of sharing your lives with us. I came to Dustin's comedy through Nateland, and now I feel completely connected to you both. I completely understand your decision to sunset the podcast, and as much as we all hate it, we will always be family. As an older dad, I'm 51, of two younger children, 8 and 6. You have helped me through a lot of your experiences with your 3 children, will continue to guide me through parenthood. As we part, I have a question, maybe an offbeat one. For the Patreon names, you always close with, and Tiffany Payne. I would love to know the genesis of her name always being last. Was she the first Patreon? Was it alphabetical at some point? Just a decision for, by both of you to do it. Please fill me us in. And love you both always and see you in your next run through New Jersey. Richie. That was the last email, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think she's the first time we did it. She was the...
She's one of the originals, and P was at the end of the alphabet then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then it was so fun to say her name last, and then we start talking to her about it at shows.
Tiffany's a great fan. Tiffany Payne.
And we were like, no, you're staying in.
Yeah.
You will always be the last name in our Patreon list.
Tiffany is going to be, Tiffany Payne is going to be the last thing anybody ever hears on this podcast. Tiffany Payne gets the final word. Tiffany Payne, one of our original fans. Mm-hmm. What were the final words of your podcast? Did you guys do your signature sign off? Bye. Yeah. But at the end, the last thing you hear from Don't Make Me Come Back There is, the name of a great fan who discovered me through Dustin Kensrew's podcast.
How I discovered you through.
Yeah.
I produced that show.
It's
full circle.
It's all Tiffany Payne. It's all Tiffany Payne. Tiffany Payne is the sun in our universe here. It's all very nice. I said this last week. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. You know, this podcast has, there's a lot of people to thank. Thank you to every guest who did it. You know, from our first guest back in the old Lestats days, the many times that, you know, we did it there. I think Chinadu Naka, I think Christian Spicer, Dallas McLaughlin. I think some of the, like, people would come and do my show. The Zoomers, the multiple guest returnees, the Tiffany Paynes, the Taylor Tomlinsons. Mm-hmm. Zoltan did it a few times. You know, Leanne Morgan zoomed in. Angela did it a few times. Brian Bates, mm-hmm. Aaron Weber. Mm-hmm. All the guests, couldn't have gotten this off the ground without Stephen English. Didn't have the skills. I didn't know how to do it, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, Stephen, I know you're not listening, but if you, and also our original sponsor, Munchie Mug, was his connection, and Dow. Mm-hmm. Our original sponsors early on were Stephen. Stephen really carried this podcast.
He sure did.
For a long time. Yeah, he was compensated as well. But so Stephen English, Andy, I said this last week, you took us to a quality level that we were not at, we could not have gotten at. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Cameras are wonderful. The clips are great. You're very fun, easy to work with. Timely, funny, made it very easy. A dream for someone like me. So thank you. You two did a great job in the studio.
We ended up doing 3 set designs.
Yeah.
Yep. The original pod, the blue pod, and the special design. Yeah. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, if you're looking for anything in here, the plant it hung on. I was like, how did you get this sign to stick?
The sign is the giant screw in the middle.
We went torched earth on that thing. Said, you know what? You ain't coming down again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Works now.
So, yeah.
Cleverly disguised within the black.
Of course, you, Mel. Again, my favorite thing in these lines are when people say, you know, like, I'm such a big fan of Mel. Where is she? And I'm like, these are the questions I'm asking.
I'm also asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where am I? Who am I?
I know you've said before that this wasn't your, like, natural thing for you, and I totally disagree. But I've said that before. Like, I'm very good at one thing, and you can do anything. There are, like, you just don't have a, there isn't a skill you can't learn. You know, like, you may not have things that you're like, naturally, this is my best thing, but I've yet to find the skill that you can't. There aren't a lot of people that can, like, paint and, like, do taxes. That's not a, every comedian that I talk to, when they ask what you do, I tell them, and they go, I need a Melissa. Where is a Melissa? Andy has said, I need a Melissa. Taylor is, everybody's looking for a Melissa. And I got one. I think I got the only one. So thank you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you guys, the Backseaters. You know, this could exist without you guys, but it doesn't mean anything. So, you know, mm-hmm. A lot of people talk about the relatability and the connection, and connection goes both ways. So thank you for, you know, being something that we plugged into. You know, it's really getting emails like this and the comments and all the people in the meet mm-hmm. and greet lines and stuff. I'm grateful for this podcast in that I think what you guys, a lot of people who always say, this helped me feel less alone.
Yeah.
It's the same for us. We receive that as well. Like when you read these emails or when, mm-hmm. you know, people are like, I'm listening to this in the dark at practice. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll be there in an hour. So it it also helped us feel less alone and go, oh, yeah, we're a lot of people out here living the same type of lives. So,
yeah, finding your people and your audience is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Andy, Melissa, anybody, any last words?
I will say that in that moment that we had just now, that as a kid that in sixth grade got on stage at a talent show dressed up like Steve Urkel to say, I want to be a comedian.
Yeah.
And did impressions of Daffy Duck and Yosemite Sam.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And Steve Urkel, I take it as a very high compliment that you would call me funny.
Oh, yeah.
I am so pleasured to hang my hat on those words.
Well, there you go. Now we don't have to ever see each other again. You got everything you wanted out of me. No. Of course. Absolutely, man. No, you have great chemistry on the pod. Very funny. So, mm-hmm. And you have great comedic instincts with editing, which is huge.
Yeah.
You know, because so many mm-hmm. editors don't. That's, you're just like, really, that's how you saw that clip going well.
You got to...
Really?
Yeah, this is the funniest way we could present this.
So you cut off right before the funniest part. Okay. All right. What about you, Mel?
I still don't know about comedic timing and and clips.
No, and that's okay.
Yeah, I like to kill bits.
You've killed a few bits in this thing.
I will. I have and I will.
You killed the bits, but I killed the pod. Anything else you want to add?
I don't have anything.
Bye.
Bye.
One last time. Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Our highest givers, thank you so much. First off, Alex Foos and Sam Graham.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Brian and Amy Nagel.
Byron Smith.
Carrie Teague.
Chris Finn.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Cynthia Carpenter.
Demarius Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Debbie Klein.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan or Cohen? Cohen. Cohen, Cowan, Jordan, I'm never sure. I'm sorry.
Juliana Smith.
Christy Harrod or Herod. Herod, Harrod, I'm not sure. I'm covering my bases here. Hopefully not Herod, like, you know, King Herod. But, you know, people are getting a little extra on this one. Go ahead.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Nick Cordell.
Naomi Walker.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Restless Mosaic.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Mina.
Yvette Williams.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
Timothy Frey and Tiffany Payne. Thanks,
you.
Everybody.